The Beatbox Show with DJ Avalanche and Oh So Fresh. Get in touch with The Beatbox Show. Beatboxmail@mail.com.
What up, what up, what up? It's your man, DJ Avalanche. And by my side is my partner in crime,
Oh So Fresh.
Yes, indeed. And ladies and gentlemen, this right here is The Beatbox Show, coming to you live every single weekend. We hold it down here. We bring you all the hottest and new joints. We got all your hip-hop and R&B flavors. We got everything for you. We got some unsigned joints. We got the mixtape joint of the week. We just go in and we go hard. Now, check it out. This week, we keeping our eye on the throne. They said, watch the throne. We definitely doing that. We got some new stuff by Ye and Jay. Be prepared for that. Also, Young Jeezy's back. He's shaking life. And my man Johnny Gill is back, and he's ready to cry. Wow.
Well, Dr. Dre has a new deal, which is worth a lot of cash. Also, Forbes top grossing rappers list. I guess we're just money, money, money today. And to add to the throne, we're going to break down the throne a little bit for you and tell you how it came to be and its impact so far.
Yeah, man, that's real major these days, man. That Joker dropped, and they did it in such an amazing way. That dropped on last Monday, for those of y'all that don't know. And then, of course, the physical album is coming up. And, man, there's so much going on with that album.
We got details.
Yeah, we're going to get into it. We're going to break it all down right here on the Beatbox Show. Now, check this out. First things first, want to make sure that you guys are hitting us up on the website, thebeatboxshow.com. That's where you can get us, thebeatboxshow.com. My brother, give him the email, man.
Beatboxmail@mail.com.
We want to hear from you, all right? Holla at your men's and them. In the meantime, we're about to get right into it. We got to kick things off today with something from the Watch the Throne album. It's your man, Ye and Jay. This joint right here is called Ends from Paris, or Ends in Paris. You'll understand once you hear the actual album. Let's get into it. Let's go!
So I ball so hard, niggas want to find me. But first, got to find me. What's 50 grand to a mother like me? Can you please remind me? Ball so hard, craze. Y'all don't know that, don't craze. And that's we go 0 for 82 when I look at you like you the gravy. Ball so hard, where? We ain't even pope be here. Ball so hard since we here. It's only right that we be fair. Psycho, I'm libo to go Michael. Take your pick, Jackson, Tyson, Jordan. Game 6, ball so hard, got a broke clock. Rollies that don't tick-tock. All the Mars that's losing time, hitting behind all these big rocks. Ball so hard, I'm shocked too. I'm supposed to be locked up too. You escape, but I escape. You be in Paris, get messed up too. Ball so hard, let's get faded. Lobberies for like 6 days. Gold bottles, soul models, still an ace on my sick days. Ball so hard, let's behave. Just might let you meet, yay. Shot towns, D-Rose, moving the next. BK, ball so hard.
That's the crack. That's the crack. That's the crack.
Ball so hard, brothers wanna find me.
That's the crack. That's the crack. That's the crack. She said, yeah, can we get married at the mall? I said, look, you need to crawl for your bar. Come and meet me in the bathroom style and show me why you deserve to have it all.
Ball so hard,
that's the crack.
That's the crack.
Ain't it, Jay?
Ball so hard.
What she order?
What she order?
Fish fillet.
Ball so hard.
Yo, whip so cold.
Whip so cold.
This whole thing.
Ball so hard.
Act like you ever be around my like this again. Who's your girl? Grab her hand. That bitch don't wanna dance. She's my friends, but I'm in France. I'm just saying, Prince Williams ain't do it right if you ask me. Cause I was him, I would've
married Kate and Ashley.
Was Gucci my was Louis my killer? Was drugs my dealer? What's that jacket, Margiela? Doctors say I'm the illest, cause I'm suffering from realness. Got my dappers in Paris, and they going gorillas, huh?
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It
gets
gross.
The people going.
Ball so hard, guys wanna find me. Ball so hard, guys wanna find me.
Watching the throne, don't let me get in my zone. Don't let me get in my zone. Don't let me get in my zone. These other niggas is lying, acting like the summer ain't mine.
I got that hot to my home.
You know how many hot bitches I own. Don't let me get in my zone. Don't let me get in my zone. Don't let me get in my zone. Don't let me get in my zone.
The stars is in the building, they hands to the ceiling. I know I'm about to kill it. How you know I got that feeling? You are now watching the throne. Don't let me into my zone. Don't let me into my zone. I'm definitely in my zone.
Let's go!
We gotta come back to ya. It's Bobby B and Luda. We just wanna soothe ya, Bobby B and Luda.
This town is too small for the both of us. She's crying, I'm packing stuff. Peeling chrome, Willis burning dust. This time I'm really gone. About to turn this road into the Autobahn. Cause if I slow down, I think I might change my mind. I'll run as fast as I can. But on the gas down the highway again. Switching lanes, not giving a damn. So catch up with your boy. Images in the mirror.
To the metal and I'm looking in my rearview mirror, mirror. Never said goodbye, I jumped in my ride. I shook like Shakira. Hear the noise that I'm making while my trunk is steady shaking and my heart skip a beating. Thinking about sneaking away with a freak on the weekend. But what in the hell was I thinking about? Now I'm all alone trying to right my wrongs. Sitting on chrome in a Cadillac Brown trying to write this song. Can't believe that I'm leaving home when I really want to hear you scream and moan. My name's Ludacris and my team is strong. So hey, Bobby V, gon' sing this song.
I'm done, yeah.
Come back to ya, it's Bobby B and Luda. We just wanna soothe ya, Bobby B and Luda. Gotta come back to ya, it's Bobby B and Luda. We just wanna soothe ya, Bobby B and Luda.
The Beatbox Show with DJ Avalanche and Oh So Fresh, your source for hip-hop news reviews.
It's the blackout, Rory got the back out, showing my black axe, engine in the glass house, started in the crack house, Obama went the back route, killed Bin Laden, another four up in the black house, still got the max out, pull a mask down like a mascot, still trick with b****s, I with money, her with air jots, good had room for one more, I took the last spot, re-up gang Peter, Yada hit the jackpot, whole nother level. Then you add fame, that's a whole nother devil. Legit drug dealer, that's a whole nother bezel. The carbon auto mall, that's a whole nother metal. But still keep it ghetto. Behind the scenes, pull strings like Geppetto. The gun blow steam, whistle like a tea kettle. Running like the rebels, you an LV sport shoe on a pedal. I let you settle, yeah.
Trouble on my mind, I got trouble on my mind. Trouble on my mind, I got trouble on my mind.
him, so I got him. Tripped him, bruised the pale, and then I accidentally shot him. Then it ricocheted and killed the game. I'm a problem, cause I wanna f*** the world, but not a fan of using condoms. Pardon my French, I'm going hard as my d- when I envision my tip on the crust of bitch lips. Mr. Lipschitz has been tripping since I mentioned Reptar, Triceratops, dinosaur d- I feel it in my gut. To kill these motherfuckers is a must, like the arm of Mike Pitts. Your nips coming shorter than a Bushwick Billy costume on sale during Christmas in Philly. Well, not really. It's getting kinda chilly. Let's head a couple bars and get some this wet willies. Soaked getting jiggy with it, and Bel Air's riches with a bag of pills, couple berries, and a biscuit.
Trouble on my mind. I got trouble on my mind.
And a really itty rapper in my favorite pair of socks. Iron pair of Dockers, two Glocks, cock screaming. With the speakers blasting a pair of pots. Yonkers 10 milli, you're silly. Thinking that this preen wasn't free, Willie. The feeling is neutral, the gang is youthful. And I'm tighter than Chad Hugo's pupils. It's Wolfgang and the.
With the re-ups, a hell of a buzz. Rick James said cocaine's a hell of a drug. Who else could put the hipsters with felons and thugs and paint a perfect picture of what selling it does? This is for the critics who doubted the chemistry. Two different worlds, same symmetry. In this black art, see the wizardry. When you at the top of your game, you make enemies. You'll never finish me.
Trouble on my mind. I got trouble on my mind. Trouble on my mind. So much trouble on my mind. Trouble on my mind. I got trouble on my mind. Trouble on my mind. So much trouble on my mind. On my mind.
From one of the dopest mixtapes out right now, my man Pusha T, Trouble on My Mind. That dude kills it every time. I'm a big fan of the Clips, man, and I'm excited about what they're doing right now on Good Music. Cannot wait to see what else they do, especially as a group. Back in the day, man, working with Pharrell and the Neptunes.
Well, they had it.
Man.
That was the, I was grinding for 2 years.
You know what I'm saying? And you listen to some of those beats, and shout out to Pharrell, by the way. But man, I tell you, they are classics. So I'm really looking forward to this Good Music thing that's going to pop off, hopefully real soon. You know, they got the Pusha T out. We waiting for the rest of it. Now let's talk about some things happening right now in the music industry. We got to get off of this thing. It's a huge, huge deal, man, with your man Dr. Dre. I came across it. I thought it was a big newsflash. It is a big newsflash, but of course, you was up on it before me.
Also a geek, so we just get it there. But, you know, before, I have to put this out there before we go any further talking about this man. The album's not out yet, and I'm just going to leave it at that.
He's still on that, y'all. It's all good. Anyway, your man, Dr. Dre, we all know he's a legend in the game of music, and he's made this major, major venture, Beats by Dre with Jimmy Iovine, you know, the president of Interscope. And Jimmy Iovine has really just been big with all the things that he's done. And when they collaborated on this whole effort to do Beats by Dre, it was huge. Absolutely huge. Everywhere you go, you see Beats by Dre. The marketing, the branding, everything has been absolutely incredible. It is very widespread, man. Not just in America, but, you know, across the world. You know what I mean? Yeah. And they just announced a major situation. They've been bought out. Well, not completely bought out, but 51% of their shares have been bought out by HTC for $300 million. I mean, I had a hard time even saying that, man.
Let's jump change to HTC because they make a lot of phones, because they do Android phones, they do Windows Mobile. You know, if you see somebody with a phone and it's not an iPhone, it's usually a HTC or a Samsung.
Wow. Now, you know, they really are in bed with Google. So my question is where does that lead? I'm always one that thinks ahead to try to figure out what the future is going to be, because, you know, you add 2 + 2, there's an obvious answer there. In this particular situation, I have no idea, but I'm excited to see what will really happen between this deal with them and HTC. because we already know that there's going to be some major developments with Beats on the phone. That's
now, you
be crazy.
You being somebody who owns a Beats by Dre laptop, and does brag, swag, poppy call a little bit. Now,
Wipe me down.
Is the audio actually better on devices, or is it just a branding thing?
You know, to be honest with you, I think that the Beats in general really does have a good quality sound. What I will say, in all honesty, is that I do have the Sennheiser headphones for the mixing. Then, when I'm actually mixing on the turntables and everything, I got the Beats headphones.
Well, I'm just saying that. I mean, the headphones. I'm very familiar with how the headphones are, but
right.
Like the quality of the laptop build and stuff like that. Do you think it's upgraded?
Most definitely.
By having the Beats?
Most okay. definitely. I mean, it worked much, much better with my 57 than anything else. It runs real, real smooth. Although, because of the fact that I got Windows 7 on there, there's some issues going on.
Oh, don't hate on Windows yeah. 7. Don't
I
hate
mean,
on
I'm just saying.
That's the best Bill could do.
It is at but the you, current time.
But you know, if I'm sitting there on eBay, I didn't know I could come up on some Tupac stuff.
Yeah. Speaking of the whole, Death Row time frame, Tupac's Death Row pendant is now up on eBay. That's crazy. I think that's absolutely crazy. I think that would be so dope to own.
I'd buy it. I wasn't even a big Tupac fan. Yes, please write me letters and tell me how wrong I was to not be a Tupac fan, but you weren't there.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm a Tupac fan all day, every day. Man, that's my dude. But on some real, even if I wasn't, I would definitely want to own it. I didn't even bother going online when I heard about it. I thought this is just not going to be right because it's going to sell for way more than I can afford. I'm just not in the lead. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, man, all those 90s kids got good jobs and money. They going to bid on that.
You know, I'm sure they will.
It's like getting something from Elvis Presley.
Speaking of the current Elvis Presley, let's talk about your man Chris Breezy real quick. I mean, he doing some big things. I don't know if he's Elvis Presley, but your man Breezy has announced that he's going to be on tour. It's the Fame Tour, and he's going to be taking Kelly Rowland and your man Tiger. That's gonna be
a nice tour.
That's gonna be real.
When that comes to your town, definitely go support Chris Brown.
Go cop that, man.
The comeback kid.
You know what I'm saying? And he always guarantees a hot performance every time. Never let me down.
I've seen him twice. He definitely did his thing.
He goes in.
He showed me how to run it.
Can you make me believe in make believe? Can you make me feel? Make me feel what I can't see. Make me believe in make-believe. That's what I'll do until the day you're here with me. Yeah. You got a piece of my heart that I know I can't get back. So sick in love, but then maybe we had it bad. Now the times ran out and the train ran off the tracks. But you're still the only thing I have. It's true love, just a fairy tale. Other things we wanna hear. It's true love, just a pretty lie. Cause you break me down every time you say goodbye. Can you make me believe in make believe? Make me feel what I can't see. Make me believe in make believe. That's what I'll do until the day you're here with me. Yeah. It's been so long since the last time I seen your smile. You know, days turn to weeks, turn to months. Yeah, it's been a while. When you reach for your phone, hope it's my numbers that you dial. I hope my Prince Charming comes around. Ooh, it's true love, just a fairy tale. All the things we wanna have. It's true love, just a pretty lie. Cause you break me down every time you say goodbye. Can you make me believe in make-believe? Can you make me feel what I can't see? Can you make me believe That's what I'll do until the day you're here with me. Can you make me believe in make believe? Can you make me feel, make me feel what I can't see? Can you make me believe in make believe? That's what I'll do until the day you're here.
Right there from my man Young Jeezy. He's back. He's shaking life. The name of the record is called Shake Life. That's the biggest joint, in my opinion, that he's done in a long time. It's hot fire right
you,
there.
You
man.
Say ever?
Wow. You know?
I didn't say it. I'm asking. It's a question.
I won't say ever. He's had some pretty big records. You know, him and the Akon joint, pretty big.
That Soul Survivor was
Survivor was a big one. And then the one he did with Kells too, man. That was another big one. I mean, so, you know, at the end of the day, I think that just continues on with, you know, what he was building at that time. I think he spent quite a bit of time kind of in this weird place doing some real deep Southern style stuff that just wasn't radio records. And, you know, let's just be honest, it just wasn't that hot, to be honest with you. So, anyway, speaking of Southern, I'm just keeping it 150 with you right now.
Hey.
But speaking of your man Akon, let's talk about the fact that Akon and several other people are on this new Forbes hip hop list. Now, this list is kind of crazy to me. Now, we were talking about Akon. Akon came in at number 9 on this list with 13 million. I kind of question this list a little bit, man, because as I'm looking at some of the people on here and some of the dollar amounts, I'm thinking to myself, I know some of the things these folks have done in the last year or the year before and even currently this year. And I think that number...
Well, this is just for last year.
Okay, but even with that being said, I'm going to beg to differ a little bit because of the fact that I know Jay and Diddy came in at number 1 and 2. Jay 1, Diddy number 2. I can believe that. Akon down a little bit further, not necessarily for music himself, but what he's done as a label? See, that's the question.
That's what they... It would. If you look at Convict Music last year, there wasn't a lot of releases.
Didn't need to be. The one that is the biggest is Lady Gaga.
I mean, the one that was the biggest, but that was it last year truly her year? Was it 09 that was truly her year where you saw the bulk of it? She toured a lot.
She did tour a lot.
There was a lot of people, and then I think they re-released the album in early 10. So
maybe that might explain why.
I mean, I'm sure if you looked at 2009, you might see a much bigger figure because there was a lot of album sales to go with it because she came back with the second album at the beginning of this year.
Okay. All right, yeah.
Okay. That's the only way I could see it being like that.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, with him only coming in with 13 mil, there's something not quite right about that. And then Snoop, 14, and Dr. Dre, 14 mil. Which, again, I still even kind of question
the
that.
The teams are kind of popular. I mean, if we run through the breakdown, we got Jay-Z at 37, Diddy at 35, Kanye at 16, Wayne at 15, Birdman at 15, Eminem at 14, Dre at 14, Snoop at 14, Akon at 13, Ludacris at 12. I mean, that's the top 10.
Yeah, there you go.
And then
after that, you still got. You know,
I think Wiz Khalifa is cool, but he made 11 million. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Him and Drake both come in at 11 million and Pharrell at 10. Now, that kind of makes me wonder, too, because if you talk about.
What does Wiz do? He beat Drake out.
Well, you know, that Black and Yellow was a monster. That was a monster. But you know what, though? The thing that people fail to realize about Wiz Khalifa is he had a long career long before he was even signed to Atlantic. I mean, this is a cat that had two big singles, Cross Nationwide, and, you know, he didn't have a deal. Say Yes and all that. I mean, he did big with those records on his own.
But he beat out 50?
See, and that's another thing that makes me question.
He beat out 50 and he beat out Swizz. And Swizz, I would think Swizz beats would be a lot higher up.
Because I would have thought, too.
He be making his money on the low.
I was going to say, yeah, he's been producing quite a few tracks.
He sell beats like crack.
Yeah, exactly. He's been doing a lot of tracks. And he's working on a lot of his business side right now. So I think next year that might come up a little bit. But at least for tracks, I still think he probably did better than that. And when you look at somebody like 50, obviously 50 didn't have an album out. He's been struggling trying to get this last one out with Jimmy Iovine. However, he's got so many other business deals, I still kind of find it hard to believe that he was that far down.
And also Pitbull.
Yeah, Pitbull. Well, you know, he signed his vodka deal.
Well, I mean, that was this year. I mean, Pitbull should have made a lot of money.
He should have made a lot of money.
I mean, I don't know I don't know who's booking you, Pitbull.
Hey, you know.
I could book you for I could book $8 million a year for you.
I don't even know what's going on with it, but I'm with you on that.
With
one.
The really Etch-A-Sketch.
Wow. All right. If you want to get your career popped off correctly, come see my man, Oh Sizzle. He's going to book you right now with an Etch-A-Sketch. You know what I'm saying? That's right. Exclusive red color instead of the blue. You understand what I'm saying? Or blue colors or the red. Whatever. All right, let's get off of this next joint. This is the new R&B joint of the week by my man Johnny Gill. Back with a joint by him and Q Parker of 112. They got a joint called Might Cry. It's our R&B joint of the week.
I know you ain't gonna trip over something you heard. Now you can't take my word. Baby, that really hurt.
I know I done my wrong, but that ain't been me in so long. But it keeps messing up our home. Won't the past leave us alone?
Sometimes when you're by yourself,
you think about what we've been through.
Sometimes when you're by yourself,
you think I'm just the same old dude, yeah.
I hear you talking.
Listen to me.
I see you walking.
Oh, baby, don't leave. I'll do what a man don't do
just to make you see.
Girl, I know a man ain't supposed to cry, but I think I might, 'cause love is on the line, yeah. Baby, if I lose you, I might die, trying hard to fight. But I think I might cry. Oh, oh, oh,
oh. Ooh, I know I should have called and said I was gonna be late. No, it wasn't no date. Hold up, baby, just wait. I was drinking, yes, so what? Can a man have a drink at the club? We talked and we laughed. Nothing else happened, 'cause and you think about when we've been through.
Sometimes when you're by yourself,
thinking I'm the same old dude, yeah.
I hear you talking,
but listen to me.
I see you walking.
Oh, baby, don't leave. I'll do what a man won't do just to make you see.
Girl, I know a man ain't supposed to cry, but I think I might, 'cause love is on the line.
Baby, if I lose you, I might die, trying hard to fight it, but I think I might cry.
Getting real scared out here, about to break me down to tears. I know it's hard for you to see that I've changed for you and me. Even if I gotta cry, that's what it's gonna be.
Girl, I know a man ain't supposed to cry, but I think I might.
Checking out the Beatbox Show. I'm your man, DJ Avalanche. By my side is my partner in crime,
Oh So Fresh.
Yes, indeed. This is the Beatbox Show, baby. And we want you to check us out on the web at thebeatboxshow.com. Make sure to go there. And also, we want to hear from you. Email us. Go ahead and hit them with the email, bro.
It's beatboxmail@mail.com.
Yes, indeed.
And also, you can catch us live on 88.9 and 94.5 Hot Jams in Seattle.
Yes, sir. Shout out to St. Nick and the fam family. You understand what I'm talking about? We got some big news, man, about late night TV. Falling again, man. Let's talk about the fact that your man Conan O'Brien, everybody knows the whole story with him on NBC, getting, you know, pushed out of the way by, obviously, Jay Leno. Of course, he ends up, you know, doing the little tour thing, and he bounces back, and he gets a deal with TBS. TBS took a gamble on Conan O'Brien, even though they already had George Lopez there, and he was doing very well. They just assumed that he was going to be able to come in and add to what George Lopez had already built up, and it was going to be this great big thing. Well, let's be honest. I'm going to keep it real. My take on the situation is I don't like Conan O'Brien in any way, shape, or form. I think his show is horrible, his comedy's horrible, and his singing was horrible, even worse, horrible. I just don't understand why you put all your eggs in that basket knowing that this dude really didn't do well when he was on NBC. It just didn't happen. You know what I'm saying? And now, as a result, what happens is the ratings drop significantly because of the fact that George Lopez, being the only urban person that's hosting, and number two, and more importantly, the only Latino late night host, he ends up getting pushed back, as you said, you know, and off the mic, that this dude lost 40% of his viewers as a result of this move. Now, he's getting canceled because the ratings are suffering, period, especially on his show. I don't even know. I mean, you know.
I think you need to write letters and bring him back because I don't think Conan's going to be there very much.
No, I don't think he should be there. I think what should happen is I think that they need to bring. They should have asked Conan O'Brien and brought George Lopez back up to 11 p.m. time.
If you really want to play late night chess, I think they should get rid of Jimmy Kimmel and put Conan over there.
Wow. Jimmy Kimmel, cool though. He the homie. I like the fact that he brings a lot of urban artists on and does some
That's
things.
True.
But the truth of the matter is George Lopez is a better home for urban audiences. I mean, for urban artists, excuse me, and urban audiences. I mean, I think that, you know, when you look at it in totality, first of all, like I said, you know, this is a minority, number one, and he's a Latino individual, number two. And the Latino community really stands up and supports their people. I think that's the reason why his ratings were strong. He was doing very, very well. But let's be honest, traditionally in the Latino culture, they will support, but a lot of them get up real early to work. And I think with them moving him back from 11 p.m. to 12 a.m., that really hurt his ratings. But
I think that's anybody.
Yeah, anybody. But especially, you know, in that kind of a situation. And then when I heard this last night and happened to be flipping through channels, he was coming on at 1 a.m. You know, that really right there, I don't know what the networks are thinking. You cannot maintain the audiences that you once had by doing those kinds of things.
I think it's a dual impact because George Lopez might not have been able to book as high-profile a guest to come on the show, especially when it comes to movies and things that people are trying to promote. The later you get, the less you're getting. Because you look at Jimmy Fallon in comparison to who's on the Tonight Show, you know, I'm not saying it's a total drop, but definitely you want to get on that earlier show so you can really promote your product.
Well, here's the thing. I think everybody needs to stop and take a look at, you know, who they're appealing to and really start to figure out, okay, it's late night TV. Who's really up? Who's really watching? Because for so long, the urban audience has been neglected. I mean, when you go back and you look at it, you know, traditionally, it's all been white guests. I mean, a white host. And we really haven't had anybody strong before or after Arsenio Hall. You know, you've had people like Whoopi Goldberg, Magic Johnson, Keenan Ivory Wayans. There's several people that tried their hand at it, but no one lasted as long and was as strong as, you know, Arsenio Hall.
Well, if you know the story of Arsenio Hall, is the only reason Arsenio Hall is gone, well, his show really became... got canceled was David Letterman left NBC, and a lot of the affiliates that were carrying Arsenio Hall were CBS affiliates. And that knocked the show off the air. Just say, that's one to grow on.
Well, yeah, there you go. And before we move on to our next topic, I guess, you know, when you stop and think about it, I'm going to throw out a little prediction here. Since we've never really had anybody last in this game, Urban has lasted in a late night talk show game. What do you think about having somebody like Dave Chappelle try his hand at it?
I think it would be good. I don't know about Dave Chappelle.
See, the thing
I don't think it's his thing.
See, I think that he could get away with it because I think Dave Chappelle, being the with his sketch comedy show, he could integrate that back in, but do it a new way and kind of it would kind of be like expanding what he did previously to another level and bringing other people in. That could help him a little bit because of the fact that when you look back at the Chappelle show, he used to bring people like Kanye and them on all the time. He always had Common and different guests on there, and it was real filthy.
Personality-wise, I don't think that's his thing.
You know, I don't know.
I don't know the man personally, but from all the interviews and everything I've seen with him, he seems like he's more of a performer. Let me put it out there. And he'll be like, man,
but I think that's what you need, though.
I'm a smoke. I don't care about your movie.
But I think you never know. I think that would be something that maybe he should entertain. I think he could probably pull that off. And yeah. I know that people are ready for him to come back.
I'd rather see the Beatbox Show on at 11 p.m. across the country. I'm just putting my vote in. I don't want to disagree. Well, I don't want to be no trouble.
There you go.
The Beatbox Show, 11 p.m.
Well, speaking of shows, man, your girl Kelly Rowland's on now. She got a new sitcom.
It'll be Channel 79. Go ahead.
I'm going to be on Channel 69. But Kelly Rowland, she's got a new sitcom on Cable Network. She's going to be a judge on X Factor UK. That's crazy.
Yeah, she is a judge.
Good look for her. You know, she was on Single Ladies, too, the show produced by Queen Latifah. She's doing her thing now. She's getting her acting chops
up. I got to give a shout out to Single Ladies.
You know?
That's actually
kind of an entertaining show. I ain't going to lie. I done got caught up a couple times. You know? Yeah, and they all kind of fine at the same time. There you go. All right, let's
this
go
is
ahead.
Dash.
Let's go ahead and keep things pushing right now. This is the Beatbox Show.
It makes it easier. Easier to
sounds so soulful, don't you agree?
Never leave her.
I invented sweat. Popping bottles, putting supermodels in the cab. Proof. I guess I got my swagger back. Truth. New watch alert. Hue blows. Or the big face Rollie, I got two of those. Arm out the window through the city, I maneuver slow. Cock back, snap back, see my cut through the holes.
Damn, Easy and Hope, where the hell you been? Niggas talking real reckless, stuck man. I adopted these niggas, put them drumming in. Now I'm about to make them tuck their whole summer in. They say I'm crazy, but I'm about to go dumb again. They ain't see me cause I pulled up in my other bins. Last week I was in my other bins. Throw your diamonds up, cause we in this bitch another again.
Photo shoot fresh. Looking like wealth, I'm about to call a paparazzi on myself. Live from the Mercer. Run up on Yeezy the wrong way, I might murk it. Flee in the G450, I might surface. Political refugee asylum can be purchased. Everything's for sale. Got 5 passports, I'm never going to jail.
I made Jesus walks, I'm never going to hell. Couture level flow is never going on sale. Luxury rap, the Hermes of verses. Sophisticated ignorance, write my curses in cursive. I get it custom, you a customer. You ain't custom to going through customs. You ain't been nowhere, huh? And all the ladies in the house got them showing out. I'm done, I hit you up, man, yeah. Nah.
Welcome to Havana, smoking Cubanos with Castro and Cabanas. Via Mexico, Cubano, Dominicano, all the plugs that I know. Driving Benzes, with no benefits. Not bad, huh? For some immigrants, build your fences. We digging tunnels. Can't you see we getting money up under you?
Can't you see the private jets flying over you? Maybach bumper stickery, what we're overdue? Jay is chilling, yay is chilling. What more can I say? We killing them. Hold up, before we end this campaign. As you can see, we done bodied the damn lanes. Lord, please let them accept the things they can't change. And pray that all of their pain be champagne.
Worldwide, Miami, T-Pain, Tally, Sean Paul, Jamaica, Ludacris, HL. Now let's show the whole world
how we get down.
Remix,
die. Oh yeah, shorty, what's happening? Girl, let's get this thing cracking. You just bend it on over. Now we get behind and you can get wild.
Something in the line, shake your body on the line.
Bang, 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 bang.
No religion made them
believers, I always hit two. Call me Jeter. Champagne, Pitbull, and Luda. We about bread, paper, and moolah. Mommy right there, here's great medulla. Once catch a dad, catch me in Cuba. Señorita, shit, shake it. La dejo mojalita, like the Great Lakes. Mal hablado, y fresco. Dame duro, mami, dalo me rico.
Oye, shorty, what's happening? Hanan, girl, let's get this thing cracking. Crackin'. You just bend it on over. Now we get behind and you can get wild.
Jump in the light, shake your body on
bang, 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 bang.
Shake it like two maracas. Bend down and touch your toes and hop inside this custom rolls. Two shots of tequila. Manos pa' arriba. Now bring it back. Bring it till you put it right inside my lap. Make it clap. Drop it low. The mommies call me Papa Doe. Too much dough. Too much cash. I can't think straight with all this ass. I gotta lighten up like Sammy Sosa and live la vida loca.
Oh yeah, shorty, what's happening? Girl, let's get this thing cracking. You just bend it on over.
Kella, you own the house of pain and rent. Kella, you own the man, no argument. Kella, you are gonna win the tournament. Kella, my wife, see you move and set the trend. Kella, wind up your body and take to them. Kella, my wife, see you bubble and set the trend. Kella, wind up your body and take to them. Call him, but the thing when I bother with that. Straight up party, we taking chance. Check it in our baby, got back. Tell all of my friend them, she a top notch.
Oh yeah, shorty, what's happening? Hanan, girl, let's get this thing cracking. Crackin'. You just bend it on over. Now we get behind and you can get wild.
Shake your body,
bang 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 bang.
Jump in the line. Shake your body,
bang 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 bang.
Jump in the line. Shake your body,
bang 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 bang.
Jump in the line. Shake your body,
bang 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 bang.
Shake it, shake it, shake, señora, shake it left and right, right, work, 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 señora, right into my right.
My girl got a big old booty.
Yeah,
your girl got a little booty.
Oh no,
my girl got a big old booty.
Yeah,
your girl got a little
got
booty.
Back.
Oh no,
my girl got a big old booty.
Yeah,
your girl got a little booty.
Oh no,
my girl got a big old booty.
Yeah,
your girl got a little booty.
Shake, 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 señora, shake it left and right, right, work, 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 señora, right into my right.
Yeah.
That's a crazy record right there from Pitbull featuring T-Pain. Big joint right there. That was you, man. You was all
man,
day with
that's
that
one. The one.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the, I mean, Luda sounds great
man,
on there.
Kill that one, boy.
Luda,
I'm telling you.
Sean Paul, man. That's a
but you know what, though? Have we ever had a record that Luda hasn't killed?
No.
Exactly. That's why I call him King of the South myself. But we ain't going to get into that. Let's talk about the other kings
the
right
man.
Now. Let's talk about Watch the Throne. Wow. That's all I can really. That's the one word statement for that album. Wow. That album was absolutely incredible. First of all, first things first, the album actually dropped on August 8th.
Exclusively on iTunes.
And they said that the album is so big that just strictly on pre-sales, in this climate, they went platinum on pre-sales. Absolutely bananas. Now, the smart thing they did about this one is there were no leaks on this album.
Nope.
And the reason why is because when they first dropped the first single, they didn't really drop it. It actually got leaked. The only one that leaked was the Ham joint. That one leaked back in January. So as a result, Jay and Jay decided they was going to go ahead and pack stuff up, create a mobile recording facility, go over to Paris, France, and it was very limited, very restricted. Not many people was actually able to come in and out and be around. Then when they recorded So Many, they came back to New York and they finished it up in a hotel room. They did not go to any of the regular recording studios. They created their own. So the only way this album could have leaked is if you were one of the two of them or their engineer. That was pretty much about it.
Well, they're saying that they would rent multiple rooms and it's like a couple cats would be over here making beats. You know, they'd be in there going over beats. Kanye, he didn't produce all the beats for the album, but he was definitely the supervising producer. So I'm sure his flavor, you can hear it on every track, but you know that he didn't produce the beat. But there's also some controversy over the way it was released, because it was released on Monday on iTunes, Friday at Best Buy, and then it's another 2 weeks.
Yeah, August 28th.
August 28th before you'll be able to pick it up at every other store.
Now, see, that's the crazy part. Now, as a result of this strategy, it has worked out very well. Nothing leaked. They did a good job at it. The album's bananas. If you live up under a rock somewhere and you have not heard this album, all I can really say to you is you need to get your copy. Now, not only that, but the album has generated so much hype that they are expecting the first week's sales to be anywhere from 400,000 to 450,000 in the first week. That in itself is halfway to platinum. That's gold status. You get to 500,000, that's gold status. In 1 week, my brother.
It's amazing. It's amazing how gold means something. Yeah. You remember we went through the 90s? Gold meant like nothing.
Yeah.
Thanks for showing up.
Yeah, barely. You know what I'm saying? By the time you hit 2,000, gold was down upon. It was frowned upon. In fact, I remember reading an article before about when Jay-Z actually took over at Def Jam. He said, you know, I want people to go back to the days of accepting gold. He said, there's nothing wrong with gold. 500,000 copies is gold. That used to be the benchmark. Everybody was like, oh, man, this album went gold. Then all of a sudden, it started going to the point of being, you know, platinum and then hitting diamond status. But not many people's really hit diamond status unless the album's been out a really long time. You don't really hit
that diamond club is it's not really that exclusive. Big. I mean, yeah. You know, you want to hang out with Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men, you go over there.
Yeah, maybe. But then you're talking about, you know, the likes of Michael Jackson, the Beatles, Elvis. Those guys are diamond.
Yeah.
You know.
Many times over.
Yeah. And of course, you know, you look at Michael. I mean, just the one album, Thriller, is like diamond almost three times at this point.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. So, you know, when you look at it in totality, man, it's the whole situation is like, especially now with all the digital downloads, you got to accept gold these days. You know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with that. I don't care if you sold 100,000. Right now, 100,000 is still a good number in this climate. But now things are starting to grow. Eminem broke some doors down. Ye and Jay come in.
I think the major advantage is it puts the focus back on the show. Now, I want to go see you do your show.
Right.
Because your music, I'm sorry, Podney, your music is free.
Well,
I mean, yeah. In a lot of senses, not saying that I don't buy stuff, but in a lot of ways, you got to look at it. A lot of the music is free to a lot of people.
A lot of people have to do that now because there's not a lot of labels that want to invest in some of these people because they don't believe in them. Yeah. Truth of the matter is, anybody that's been released and had a decent single can still sell, you know, a decent number of copies. It just, you know, you just got to do it direct now, or you put it out as a mixtape and release it to radio, hope that something bites. And that's pretty much what everything is right now. A lot of people are dropping mixtapes and get them for free on these different sites, and they just send them over to radio and hope they actually, you know, somebody picks up something. So anyway, speaking of radio and this, that, and the other, we got to get up out of here. This is the Beatbox Show. We doing big things. It's your man, DJ Avalanche, and my partner over here.
Oh, so fresh.
Yes, indeed. And it's about that time for us to go ahead and jump up out of here. But before we do, you know, we always give you a throwback classic. And this one right here is a real special one because right now, being that it's the month of August, this is the month that this young artist right here died way, way too young. We're going to take you back with a joint by Aaliyah, who happened to pass away. She perished in a plane crash and on August 25th. And it was for a record that actually turned out to be a real big joint. We're going to go back to the first album when it was produced by none other than R. Kelly himself. This record was big. So we're going to go back and give you a throwback classic from my girl, Aaliyah. That's two A's, by the way. Back and forth is the name of the joint. In the meantime, we're going to chuck up some deuces. I'm ready to big ball bounce.
Peace.
Let me see you go back. Let me see you come in. Now let me see you go back. Let me see you come in. Let me see you go back. Let me see you come in. Let me see you go back. Mellow, get you in the mood.
your personality. Be who you wanna be. Tell me.
See, can you feel that groove moving when I need you? Hey, I wanna keep this party going on all night.
The DJ, keep the music moving.
Keep on grooving.
Don't stop moving.
Don't stop moving. Now let me see you go back and forth, back and forth.
Get in touch with the Beatbox Show. Beatbox mail at mail.com.